Lecture 18, Outbreak of the Peloponnesian War.
In this lecture, I plan to complete the discussion of the mounting crisis that led to the outbreak of the Peloponnesian War. And if you recollect, in the last lecture, I ended with the Battle of Cybota, probably fought late in the summer of 433 BC, in which Athenian ships clashed with Corinthian ships off the island of Corcyra. And this engagement put the 30 years' peace in jeopardy. Even though the Athenian and Corinthian commanders were reluctant to recognize that hostilities had erupted and did everything in their power to avoid committing their cities to a declaration of war, nonetheless, the Corinthians now saw the treaty violated, certainly in its principles, if not in its actual letter of the law. With that said, the question is, how did that clash then mount from a local or regional crisis at this point into a general Hellenic war? Because within just a matter of, probably of about 13, 14 months after this battle was fought, the Spartans declared war on the Athenians, claiming that the 30 years' peace had been violated, and the Athenians accepted the war, and in the opening of 431 BC, the two sides went to war, and that war, the Peloponnesian War, would last for 27 years. Thucydides argued that the declaration of war in the summer of 432 BC, just over a year from the Battle of Cybota, was a result of Spartan fear. As he put it in his first book of the history in which he interpreted the war, the Spartans voted that the treaty had been broken and that war should be declared not so much because they were influenced by the speeches of their allies as because they were afraid of the further growth of Athenian power, seeing as they did that already the greater part of Hellas was under the control of Athens. Thucydides reaches this conclusion after a major debate has taken place in Sparta in which the Spartans have declared war, and they've declared war because of grievances advanced against the Athenians by various Spartan allies, notably Corinth, Megara, Aegina, and Potidaea, which was not really a Spartan ally, but rather a city of the Delian League that was in rebellion from Athens. That conclusion of Thucydides can be questioned. And there is another point in Thucydides that must be stressed, and that is Thucydides saw these incidents leading up to the war as merely the immediate excuses or pretext for the war, that the war was inevitable, that the passage I just read was the real cause, the aitia, Spartan fear. And we may question whether it was Spartan fear or other emotions that drove the Spartans to declare war. And above all, we can question whether these incidents were really just pretexts or were a chain of events that at some point could have been halted if the parties were willing to arbitrate out of the crisis and avoid war. And those are two important questions we hope to give at least a suggestion of an answer at the end of this lecture. Well, let's move back to the summer of 433 BC after the defeat of the Corinthians at Cybota, or to be more accurate, the strategic defeat of the Corinthians. The Corinthians clearly won the battle, but strategically they withdrew and left Corcyra independent with her fleet, much reduced, but her fleet intact. Well, the Athenians may have taken several other measures at the same time. I noted in the past lecture that the Athenians concluded treaties with two cities in the west, Leontini and Rhegium, Ionian towns that were traditionally hostile to Syracuse and the numerous Dorian colonies in Sicily that were linked to Corinth and Sparta. It is also argued by scholars that the Athenians sent a force into the Gulf of Ambracia, that is the large western gulf of Greece today, most remembered for the site of the Battle of Actium in 31 BC, where Antony and Cleopatra were defeated by Octavian, the future Emperor Augustus. But that large bay, or Gulf of Ambracia, was home to a number of Corinthian colonies, and the Athenians sent forces to support a town called Amphilochian Argos, which was at loggerheads with those Corinthian colonies. The detachment was commanded by one of the most talented of the Athenian commanders, Phormio. So all of these measures were apparently taken in tandem to warn off Corinth from aggression against Corcyra. And at the basis of all of this was the Athenian concern that the Corinthians would take over the Corcyrian fleet. That's why they had sent those forces there in the first place.